Sparkle comes out Friday. One of the stars is my man, Mike Epps.
My man, Mike Epps.
What's going on, Mike?
What up, Mike?
What's going on, Top Jock? What's happening, the Super J?
What's up, man? We're ready for this movie.
We're ready for you, man.
Hey, man, I think people going to enjoy this movie, man. This is a remake of a 1976 movie, Sparkle. A lot of people don't remember this movie, but it came out in 1976 with Irene Cara in it and Tony King. And man, it's amazing. This film that we did is starring the great Whitney Houston. So you know, this is a straight dedication film to greatest female singer ever.
Now we were talking yesterday, and we said now a lot of white people are going to go see this movie.
They've never seen Sparkle,
and they've never seen Sparkle. And there's going to be a lot of black people in there, old school, that have seen Sparkle, and going to yell out in the movie. Oh, This ain't nothing like the original movie. They're going to be talking, oh, they didn't do that. That ain't the song. That ain't the song.
Hey,
white people aren't ready for that.
They in for a treat.
Well, we decided that there should be a screening of the old Sparkle to catch the white people up, and then they can go see the new Sparkle.
And then they'll understand what people are yelling out. Because we're going to yell out at this movie.
Yeah, it looks good, though, man. It really does, man. Y'all got the look and everything, man.
Now, you really committed to your role, didn't you, Mike?
I really did. You know, you know, I'm getting a little older now, so, you know, people love me in Day Day and stuff like that, but, you know, I had to stretch it out a little bit, man. This role, Satin, is directed by Salim Akil, and he switched it up for me, made it a comedian, and, you know, I'm playing a comedian in the role, but I'm still very, very dark in it, and, you know, it's just... I'm just trying to stretch my acting chops, man. I don't want to keep playing them same comedy roles when I know I have another side to me. You know what I mean? And it's been amazing, man, to work with people like T.D. Jakes who believed in me and gave me a shot, you know, to be in his film, you know, and Deborah Chase and Salim Akil and Mar Brock. You know, it takes years to get people to believe in you. And give you the shot that you've been looking for. And these people believed in me and gave me a shot. And hopefully, you know, people will get what they expected to get, you know?
How did you get into your role as a pimp?
Well, I'm not really playing a pimp in the movie. See, in the original Sparkle, Tony King was played by Tony King. He was a pimp.
Okay.
They switched this role around, and I'm an entertainer in the movie. But I still have the same bipolar, insecure elements that Tony King had in the movie. So a lot of the original movie was switched up a little bit, and I think they switched it up because we're living in modern times now. Some of the characters and some of the roles that was played back in 76, they just don't match today's life. So I think they just upgraded it for the new audience, you know. And they ain't going to enjoy it.
Mike, what's your one memory about working with Whitney and not knowing this was going to be her last movie, but what is your memory that you can share with us?
Man, I tell people all the time, you know, I seen Whitney Houston, man, the first day that I seen her on the set. She said, man, I want a picture with you. And I said, you want a picture with me? She said, yeah. And I said, why you want a picture with me? She said, my daughter, Bobby Christina, told me the other night, I don't know everybody. And she said, I know everybody in this business. And her daughter said, you don't know Mike Epps. She said, man, I know him. And so she took a picture with me and took it back to Bobby Christina. And I mean, I'm talking about, man, this woman's presence, man, was so powerful. When she came on the set, man, everybody froze up. I'm talking about T.D. Jakes, everybody. She would just be walking through the hall of this place that we was at, humming. Just her hum alone would shake the building, man. In the hair and makeup trailer in the morning.
Yeah,
she had her own section that she got her hair done, and they had the door shut every morning, man. I tell you this, every morning she would be blasting Michael Jackson, and I'm not lying to you. She'd be in there singing the songs with him, in the trailer.
Getting ahead
of. And I'm not lying. It sounded like it was him and her and they're singing together. I wanted to open the door so bad. You know, it was just poetic, man. You know, that's how I know that woman is in a great place. That's how I know that her life was written out the way that it was written, man, and she gave the world, man, something that we'll never lose, man. We'll always love and be proud of Whitney Houston, man, because with the legacy she left back, the music that she left back, the memories, they so great, they'll last forever.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you bring Tom into this new millennium here, Mike, and friend him on Instagram?
Yeah.
Tom, you're not on Instagram?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, he is, but you have, like, thousands and thousands of Instagram followers. So if you could just friend him, and he would be mighty beholden to you.
Yeah, I'm at Fly Jock Tom Joyner.
Okay, I'm about to do that for you right now. I'm about to plug you in, Tom. And congratulations on your new line of lace front wigs. I heard you got a new line of lace front wigs.
He couldn't let it go, man. He had to get one.
I was real touched about Whitney Houston and Instagram.
That was good. Then he slammed you, man.
Yeah. Close the show, Mike. Close
the show. That's how you do it. Good night. I'm here all week. We love you.
Go see the movie. Gotta be there at the top. You got 2 minutes.